taking time to settle in and to form an intention for this period of practice that feels right for you. It could be as simple as to just be present, to let this moment be just as it is, without needing it to be other than it is. And settling into a posture of some comfort, recognizing that this meditation does not need to be practiced in a seated position, but can be done lying flat on the floor or even standing up, whatever is right for you. If you are seated, allowing yourself to take on an alert, dignified sitting posture. And whatever posture you choose, just allowing yourself to settle in. And if it's comfortable for you, just letting your eyes close gently or keeping them open, especially if sleepiness becomes a problem for you. Making yourself as comfortable as best you can. Bringing your awareness to the sensations of the body and the movements of the breath. Exploring the local patterns of physical sensations where your body makes contact with whatever you are sitting on or the sensation of your clothes on the outside of your body. Perhaps also any internal physical sensations. Just settling in to awareness of these sensations. Now, tuning into your breath. Perhaps noticing the air passing through the nostrils, down past the back of the throat, chest and abdomen rising on the in-breath, and the abdomen and chest falling back towards the spine, and the air slightly warmer as it leaves the nostrils on the out-breath. Focusing your attention now on the movements of the breath in the lower abdomen as you breathe in and as you breathe out. As best you can, bringing mindful attention to the rhythmic flow of physical sensations in the abdomen, aware of the full in-breath and aware of the full out-breath. Perhaps also aware of the slight pauses between when one out-breath ends and the following in-breath arises. There is nothing to change or control, simply being an observer of the breath, letting it breathe itself. Checking back in with your posture and the body. Are you slumping leaning in a particular direction or perhaps stiffening, and being mindful of choosing to adjust or not to adjust, and returning your awareness back to the movements of the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And explore bringing this open sense of allowing to the rest of your experience. In this moment, there's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to strive for, just allowing whatever is present to be present, as it already is. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, gently riding the waves of the breath. Where is your awareness right now? Is it on the breath? If you find that your mind has wandered and is no longer focused on the breath, that's no big deal. It's no particular failing. It's just what minds do. The practice is simply to notice the wanderings of the mind. Briefly acknowledge it by perhaps labeling it thinking, and then to gently but firmly bring your awareness back to the movements of the breath. As many times as the mind may wander, each time we just guide awareness back, over and over again, renewing the intention to simply be an observer of the breath. As you sit, you may also find that particular physical sensations call for your attention. It might be a painful sensation that you deal with on a daily basis, or maybe an itch or some sense of uncomfortableness. You might choose to experiment with bringing a sense of curiosity to the sensation. Going beyond a label of pain or itchy or uncomfortable, and deeply observing the quality of the sensation and seeing what happens. Does it shift, grow, or change in intensity? Are certain thoughts or emotions arising with the sensation? Just exploring the sensation, observing it, and perhaps aware too of any separation of the sensation from the label, thought, or emotion that might be tied to it. as you are observing the sensation with this quality of attention, if you decide to make an adjustment of one form or another, say to scratch an itch or make some change in posture, experiment with making that a mindful process as well. Aware first of the sensation and the arising urge to scratch or readjust your position, and then mindfully make whatever adjustment you need to be kind to yourself in this moment. Then, returning your awareness back to the changing pattern of physical sensations as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Perhaps also noticing the slight pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. Letting your breath be an anchor to the present moment, holding you in awareness of your direct experience, here and now. Using the breath as an anchor that gently, kindly, and patiently brings you back each time you notice that your mind has wandered, over and over again. Always the fresh opportunity to notice the thought pathways of your mind and to return awareness back to the breath. Just noticing that your mind is not on the breath is mindfulness itself and is the practice. Just noting where your awareness is, be it on thoughts, emotions, and sensations. Perhaps labeling it, thinking, and then always the opportunity to return, to reconnect with your breath, with awareness of the present moment. Aware of the full in-breath and the full out-breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. If you find an unpleasant or uncomfortable thought or emotion arises, again, as best you can, bringing a curiosity to observing that experience. Typically, when our experience is unwanted or unpleasant in some way, we push it away, want it to end, or to change or make it different in some way. Here we are asking you to explore what happens when you let such experiences just be here, as they are here, breathing with the experience, accepting it as part of the infinite landscape of the present moment, and then bringing full awareness back to the breath. You may find that a particular worry or thought keeps resurfacing in your awareness. And you might find from time to time that you get carried away with the thought, mulling over a certain situation, or perhaps what a certain person said or didn't say, and how you yourself responded or feel you should have responded. A running stream of commentary. And when you find yourself carried downstream in such a way, pausing as best you can, maybe noting your experience. Ah, there's anxiety and worry. And then, with kindness, firmly bringing your awareness back to the breath, once more anchoring yourself in the present moment. It's as though you are sitting in an open field, watching thoughts, emotions, and sensations float by like clouds in the vast sky. When you notice that you have been swept along with a thought or an emotion or sensation, when your attention has drifted along with the cloud, simply noting that and returning back to the open field, watching thoughts, emotions, and sensations come and go just as clouds come and go, without leaving a trace on the bright, wide-open blue sky. As we come to the end of this practice, focusing your awareness on the full in-breath and out-breath, and taking a moment to experience a sense of gratitude for having done this practice, for having taken care of yourself in this way. And knowing that as you go about the rest of your day, there is always the opportunity to return back to observing your breath and letting thoughts, emotions, and sensations float on by just as clouds in the sky. As you are ready, and there's no rush, just beginning to slowly bring your awareness back to the room. And as it feels comfortable, just letting your eyes open.